Bonjour, ladies. My name is Melissa Williams Pope, and I'm so totally thrilled that you've joined me for this free teleclass on how your personal hidden money blocks are keeping your life and your business languishing in ho-hum when you could be luxuriating in ooh-la-la. There's a quote by Coco Chanel that talks about never knowing if today might be your date with destiny. And since you're on this call, I'm believing that this is going to be one of those special rendezvous for you in the next hour. For those of you who don't know me, again, I'm Melissa Williams Pope, and I'm passionate about women living from a really empowered place where they have options, where they believe that they have the freedom to explore any opportunity to follow their dreams that presents itself, where they can be and do and have the desires of their hearts. You know, time and time again, the theme that has come up in my work with women is that sense of lack and fear about money, and it's standing between them and the dream lifestyle, or between them and making the money they could in their careers and businesses. Now, if that's you, I'm so glad you're on this call because you're not alone. And you know what? You need to know that it's not your fault. There's no judgment here about where you are financially, the decisions you've made up until now, or where you see yourself. And I'd really like to encourage you to be kind to yourself as we go through this process. It's definitely no accident that you're on this call, because that says to me you're ready for things to change. You're ready to step into more provision for your lifestyle and dream business, and you're ready to discover what's held you back. You're ready to be the woman who says yes to herself and makes a change, and I'm ready to help you do that. Now, you've probably looked into the many tools and resources out there, like books and courses on possibly investing or how to start or grow your business, how to save more money. Perhaps you're involved in the couponing craze that's really popular in America right now. But these things only address the symptoms of why things aren't thriving the way you want them to. And while knowing the practical structures is totally important and useful, and it's definitely something I explore with my clients, these purely, I would say, structure-based how-to courses or resources typically ignore the most important element of creating the lifestyle and business of your dreams, which is the inner mindset barriers, the thoughts, the beliefs, the fears, the doubts, and the habits. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. For some of you on this call, the dream, what I like to call ooh-la-la lifestyle, would be having your own really thriving, beautifully elegant business, being free to travel or live wherever in the world you choose. Here's my favorite, to make pampering and luxurious spa treatments and dining at gorgeous restaurants a normal part of life, rather than a nice to have you put off for a special occasion. Or for some of you, it's being able to shop at beautiful boutiques for clothes that are tailored to fit you perfectly and that make you feel absolutely stunning. Or to have the resources to bless your loved ones with surprises and opportunities they wouldn't normally have gotten. Or to be able to be outlandishly generous to causes close to your heart. But if this is not your reality right now, as I said, it's not your fault. You've probably never had anyone show you a different way to think and move through the world. And you've been living out a story that you're going to see very soon does not serve you or your desires. It's probable that no one has introduced you to what we as women have going on in our hearts and minds with our own personal beliefs around what's meant for us or even possible for us, and our beliefs about money or wealth and prosperity. And this is why it's essential to discover what's going on inside, to heal our relationship with money and to rewrite a new money story. And like any personal transformation, awareness is the first step. If you're not familiar with the term money story, I'll unpack that for you a bit now. We each have a money story, and it begins in childhood with how we experienced our parents or grandparents or other family members deal with money. The things they said, the decisions they made, the actions and reactions to money or lack of money, they were all absorbed by us and then often become how we think and how we feel and believe in relation to wealth and prosperity and what we believe is available to us as adults. Part of my money story was believing that there isn't enough money. And the way that outworked itself in my life is the phrase, "I can't afford it." That was my default response. Or I had to make the perfect decision for an expense because somehow I felt that if I spent this money now and it was the wrong choice, I would lose it forever and ever, and there would never be any more money ever again. Now, if anyone ever brought that to my attention, I'd say, no, of course the money I have is not the only money I'll ever have in my life. But the decisions I made and my anxiety around those decisions told a different story. I was the girl that my friends felt sorry for because while they were going on trips and out to nice dinners, I always said no because I was too afraid to spend the money. And there's a lot of embarrassment and shame attached to being in that space. And maybe some of you listening right now know what that's like. And maybe that's where you are right now. And yet I was also the girl who had these really big dreams and wanted to believe that anything was possible. So it's incredibly heartbreaking to be in the place where fabulous opportunities are in front of you and you have to let them pass by. There may be opportunities you're thinking of right now that you may have had to miss because of this very thing. And some of the things that come to mind for me as I'm thinking about it is not being able to play an instrument in school when everyone else was, or shopping at thrift stores before it was cool, or not being able to be a part of a beauty and talent pageant that I was invited to be a part of, or accepting an invitation to a private university, not to mention all the other experiences I had to watch my friends having because of a perceived lack of finance. And I say perceived because our thoughts and our words shape our reality and what we experience. And it was when I learned and incorporated the keys that I'm going to share with you tonight, that was when life literally changed for me. I was no longer content to be the woman who let life happen to her, who let opportunities pass her by, who lived with those poor slave girl mentality. I became the woman who shaped her own reality and stepped into a whole new situation of abundance. The first thing I did was change my thoughts and my words, which is a great segue into our first money block. So grab a pen and paper or open a Word doc, ladies, and let's get started. As I said, the thoughts you think and the words you say shape your reality. I love the wisdom writings of King Solomon, and he's got a famous quote, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." As a woman thinks in her heart, that's how she shows up in the world. If you think and believe that you're poor, you will be. If you think, "I'll never get ahead, I'll never find clients or customers who will pay for my services, I'll never get out of debt, I'll never find a husband," I'm just going to throw that into you, "it's too hard to save," guess what? That's what's going to be true for you. How do you know what your thoughts are? Well, have a look at the decisions you make and have a look at what you're saying, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? Another famous wisdom saying is that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. The words we speak out into the atmosphere have the ability to create or destroy. And the choice is up to us to become really aware of what's going on in our hearts and minds and aware of what's coming out of our mouths. So I encourage you to take to heart the wisdom of an ancient king and be a woman of royalty who is so self-aware that she doesn't sabotage her success and her dreams by allowing her mind to live in the gutter and her words to undermine her purpose and her desires. It's so vital that the thoughts we allow ourselves to think and the words we speak are in alignment with our visions for our lives and the desires of our hearts. Which leads me to our next money block. When we as women don't know or can't put into words the true desires of our hearts, we can't expect money to make itself available to us or open ourselves up to receive provision. So our next money block is a lack of clarity about our deep and true desires, because money needs a purpose. It's not enough to say vaguely, "Oh, I wish I had more money." There's no purpose in vague wishing. Money needs specificity. Rather than say, "I wish I had more money to get a spa treatment every week," be specific. Say, "I desire to have $100 extra per week for my beauty budget." Instead of, "I wish I could be more generous," say, "I desire to be able to give X amount to my favorite charity every month." You know, if you know that plane tickets for your holiday are $1,500, then you have an amount to shoot for and creatively plan for and be open to receiving. Because when we make our deep and true desires totally clear, non-negotiable, and urgent, we can always find a way for what we really want. I think that's important, so I'm going to say that again. When we make our deep and true desires totally clear and non-negotiable and urgent, we can always find a way for what we really want. I'm sure you can think of examples in your own life where this has been true. Say one of your closest friends is back in town, but only for a couple of days, and you're incredibly busy and money is feeling tight right now, but you will probably find a way to move heaven and earth to have a night out with her. We women are resourceful, and we can always find a way for what our heart truly desires. That's why it's so important to know what that is. It's the not knowing that's a block. Our third block is what I call the ignorance is bliss mentality. It's the woman who has no idea what her outgoing expenses are on a weekly basis. It's the woman that crosses her fingers and hopes when she puts the debit card in the machine because she's not quite sure how much money is available in her account. On the other hand, there's also the woman who doesn't know what her incoming prosperity is, so she's needlessly fearful about financially investing in things that she needs or desires. That was definitely true for me. I was worried a lot of the time when I didn't need to be, just because I was just clueless and afraid to know what was going on in my bank account, because I was stuck in what I like to call money situation uncertainty. And in that negative mindset that it was going to be awful, I was so afraid to look at my bank statement, to look at my credit card statements, to see how much was going out every week for automatic payments and stuff. When I think about it, I just think, why did I waste so much time? Because when I did finally go, okay, I'm going to get clear, I'm going to get intimate with my money situation, I realized, oh my goodness, it's actually not that bad. It's not as bad as I thought. Our minds make mountains out of molehills, really. And so if you're not sure what's going on week to week with your expenses, I would seriously encourage you to just take a deep breath and take the plunge. It's probably not going to be as bad as you envision. When I decided to be the woman who wouldn't let fear keep her from understanding her money situation, all the needless anxiety left, because you know what you're dealing with. And then when I took it up a notch and started really tracking the abundance that came into me on a weekly basis in various forms, that was a total game changer for me. And when I say tracking your incoming abundance, what I mean is if you get something on sale, that amount of savings is like incoming abundance. If you get something for free, or if you thought you were going to have an expense but you now don't, that's incoming abundance. tax refund that you weren't expecting or some other sort of rebate. Obviously, your own income from your job or your business is definitely incoming prosperity. And if you start to add that up week by week, if a friend buys you lunch or buys you a coffee or something, you add every single little thing in there and you will be utterly amazed. This is definitely one of the things that I take my private and group clients through, and it's so exciting when they report back how much they see that they are being blessed and they hadn't really even realized it. It gives really beautiful opportunities to acknowledge and be grateful for everything you're being provided and that you may have ignored or taken for granted. It's this conscious awareness and practical gratitude that are huge keys to unlock your potential for wealth and prosperity. It wasn't exactly one of the points I meant to share on this call, but it's so interwoven into this work that I felt I should share that as a little bonus. Now to our next block. Studies show that women often tend to nurture with money, and they are twice as likely as men to struggle with overgiving. So our next block is sort of a double whammy. It's overgiving and under-receiving. If you find yourself bending over backwards to do things for other people, even if you don't want to, you don't have the time or resources, but you feel like you should, or you have a hard time saying no, and there's a lot of guilt attached to it. See, you have a heart to love and to serve, and in and of itself, it's a beautiful thing. But when it leaves you feeling empty and in a place of lack in yourself, because you're just drained, that empty feeling blocks you from the positive mindset necessary to cultivate a posture of belief that you can actually receive. There's a flip side to this coin. Usually those women who practice overgiving also have a hard time receiving as well. Not only because of being in that overextended place, but there's an issue of self-worth going on and self-love. And let's be honest, sometimes there's an emotional payoff for being a bit of a martyr and saying that everyone else's needs and desires come first. And for whatever reason, this woman lacks a feeling of deserving, whether it's compliments, whether it's gifts, or an adequate amount of money for her time and services. Ladies, this is a big one and so common for women. And it's heartbreaking to see amazingly gifted and talented women give their services or products or intellectual property away for free or next to nothing because they just feel too guilty or unworthy to accept payment for what their services are worth. But can I just throw an aside in there and say that when you're not charging an adequate amount for what you do, you are robbing yourself and you're robbing the other person of the opportunity to invest in themselves and their desires, and to place value on what you have to offer. How can you get out of that trap? Well, it starts with elegantly eradicating your mindset blocks, which is what this time together is all about. As an illustration I like to use with my clients, to imagine giving and receiving being on a continuous circle, like a cycle. If you give, you're giving, and it's going around in the circle, but you refuse to receive, or you have a hard time receiving, it stops that flow. And so it prevents the cycle of giving and receiving. How will you be able to give and keep the cycle going if you're not receiving? And maybe that will help some of you visualize that. Overgiving and under-receiving will, in the end, create resentment, which will also block your prosperity. It's time to be generous with yourself. And I think that there are some of you on that call who this is really hitting home for you right now, and it may be for the first time, and it's okay. Just feel those feelings, accept the awareness, and move on from there. Now, the next block might be a surprise because I've literally not heard anyone else talk about this as a cause of holding your money, your abundance, your wealth at bay, but it absolutely does. And it can be very subtle. The root of it is comparison, which I know many women struggle daily to navigate, especially when we see things on social media or blog posts or in our email newsletters or just watching a friend. Not only does that make you feel awful, but it blocks the flow of money to you. And it's allowing yourself, what it is allowing yourself to operate from a place of judgment or criticism. Many women's money story is one where they consciously or unconsciously, well, they'll look at someone else who has what she wants and say things like, oh, that rich girl, she's got it so easy, or it's so easy for her, look at that silver spoon in her mouth, or, well, yeah, I could too if I had a husband. You see someone with a nice car or a home or traveling around and say, all right for some, must be nice. If we're coming from a place of criticism, it's like we're in a place where we subconsciously view people with money as being bad or wrong in some way. Now, if we want to be a good person, we will inevitably block our ability to have more money, because how can we authentically aspire to be like someone we deep down think is bad or evil or wrong? Put another way, if you deeply desire that you have the prosperity and the options that more money would bring to you, how can you expect to receive the exact thing you're judging someone else for? A lot of women's money stories incorporates the belief that it's not spiritual or godly to want expensive or beautiful things or experiences, that rich people possibly are underhanded or do unethical things to get their wealth. And yet you're on this call because you know somehow that more is meant for you. That if you're able to be the woman who can get really honest with some of those beliefs and see that you might be holding judgment or criticism, you'll see there's a huge disconnect there. So I would encourage you to really be aware of your thoughts and feelings around this and make the shift where you need to so that you can free yourself up to be open for more. If it's possible for someone else, it's possible for you. You don't have to look at her anymore as competition. You don't have to look at her anymore as a situation of injustice because she's got something, which means you can't. Look at it as if it's possible for her, it's possible for you. And be really inspired. Now, our last block is the people you choose to spend time with. You've probably heard it said that you are the sum total of the five people you spend the most time with. And when you think about your family and friends, what are their beliefs about money and wealth? Are you all uplifting and encouraging each other to reach for your highest potential in your lives and businesses, to be everything you can and everything you're meant to be? Or are you surrounded by people with a poverty mindset who are just enveloped in scarcity and lack, who complain and compare and generally just act and speak negatively? To be successful, you need to surround yourself with successful people and people who really support you. If there literally isn't anyone in your circle who has a positive money mindset, then you owe it to yourself, to your life, to your business, to look further afield, whether that would be to join Facebook groups or masterminds, invest in group or one-on-one coaching with someone who can support you in getting to the place where your income matches your desires, even local meetup groups in your area. If you want a different life, you have to be around people and in environments that inspire you. And being on this call is seriously one of the best first investments in yourself to rewrite your personal money story and take those elegant steps in a more prosperous direction. And there are so many more money blocks that I have time to unpack on this free training call. But to recap, the money blocks we talked about tonight are the first one, disempowering thoughts and speech about money. The next is not being totally crystal clear on your desires. Overgiving and underreceiving. Judgment and criticism. And the people you surround yourself with. I really want to emphasize that awareness of these concepts is literally the first step to a whole new way of moving through life so that you can be that empowered, prosperous, influential, free woman who does amazing things in the world, things that absolutely light you up. So please, please don't leave this call saying, "Oh, that was nice. Now on to the next thing." You owe it to yourself, your business, your dreams to really take these concepts to heart and take action with them. I recently heard someone say that she was making these changes not only for herself, but for her mother, who never had the opportunities she has, and for her daughter, who needs to know that anything is possible for her. Nothing changes until you do. And if you know you're ready to accelerate the process of making your dreams non-negotiable, I would really love to support you further. We can only do so much on our own, reading through books or taking classes. But when someone is there totally focused on helping us make our dreams a reality, it's amazing what happens. I work with a coach myself, and I can attest to that fact 100%. So if you're the woman who's had enough of being stuck and blocked financially and in your mindset, and you're ready to take action on behalf of the life and the business that is meant for you, I'd love to invite you to a complimentary inspiration conversation. Well, we can talk about the dreams you have for your lifestyle and business, look into what money and mindset blocks could be holding you back, and decide if working together, either in a group situation or a one-on-one situation, would be a beautiful match. It's my gift to you, totally free. Just go to melissawilliamspope.com/get-inspired. And you'll be taken right to my calendar page where you can set up the best time for you. And if there are any other women in your world who could benefit from this training, please feel free to share the audio recording with her. Lovely lady, you're not meant to merely survive, but thrive. And I would love to help you do that. Again, just go to melissawilliamspope.com/get-inspired. Thank you so much for being here on the call. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you very soon. Au revoir.